Hey everybody, it's your crazy uncle, and I got a question. Can they screw up Star Horse any more than they have? I mean, seriously, ever since the 1980s, they haven't been able to come up with a decent character outside the original three movies. Everything they got kind of sucks. But then again, when they came out with the Clone Wars TV show, they actually introduced characters that people actually liked, even if they were just for the show. I'm gonna go over one of them that they totally screwed over in such a bad way, and that would be Ahsoka. She is the epitome of how you develop a good character. She started off being a brash, annoying little brat, and then she developed into her own, and over time, she came into being a good woman, understanding that she has to find her place in the universe at large. She was actually what the Jedi were supposed to be originally. But we're not going to go into that. I'm just going to go over what you see in the live action where they totally screw this up. First things first, they screwed up the makeup. Now they've gotten better, but when you first see her, all I see is some woman who looks like she plunged her face into one of those clown makeup kits that you buy children. It looked terrible. It did not look like skin. It looked like caked on makeup that wasn't textured right. Whoever was in charge of making sure her face makeup was done right needs to be fired, because that was just an abomination. Then we're going to move on to the headdress. Holy crap. First off, I want you to notice when she was young, yes, it is known for her species to have low horns. And by the way, those are horns. Those are her freaking ears, by the way. You can't just shave those down. They grow perpetually over time. And which is why, throughout the series, even when they gave the quick synopsis of what she's going to look like later on during the series, when she saw her future self, you notice that her horns were much bigger. This is something I enjoyed when I realized the lore of her species, that this is what happens. And I appreciated that they put this little detail in. The more they stuck to the original lore, the better off they were. Now, if you look at the live action, she still has the low sloped one back. And from what I hear, it's because the actress said the headgear was too heavy. Bitch, if you can't play the role, don't play the role. So go hire someone else. I don't know what the hell you were thinking. Holy crap, it's bad enough you get a pass on the voice, because everybody gets a pass on the voice if you're not the original voice actor. But holy crap, if you cannot play the role, get someone else. Now that we've passed the makeup and the headgear, we're going to move on to the clothes. And oh Lord, did they screw this up. When it came to the original, if you look at the lore again, her species does not wear a lot of clothes. In fact, they kind of screwed that up in the Clone Wars, saying that they were more advanced. No, they weren't. They're very not even medieval species. They wear furs and things like that. In actuality, what you saw her, a 12-year-old in a tube top and a mini skirt, was actually conservative considering her people. So that one, I do give it a pass. I don't like the fact they put a 12-year-old in a tube top and a mini skirt. I do not like the fact that she took her mini skirt and she basically straddled over the cockpit of a tank as it's going up. I didn't like that, but you know what? It was part of the lore, so they got a bit of a pass. And that's why when she was 17, 18 years old and she was starting to get a boyfriend who she should have gone with, they screwed that up royal. She was in, again, a mini skirt and a backless dress. That stuck with the lore because, again, her species do not wear a lot of clothing. That works. But then you see her in all these different outfits, usually with at least no sleeves. But then at the end of Rebels, they put her in layers upon layers upon layers. And then you see the live action version. They kept going this layer on layer. What the hell? Is she Barriss? Because it doesn't make a lick of sense. It doesn't follow the lore. If you're not going to follow the lore, fuck right the hell off. And now we're going to get to the most egregious thing they got going. And this falls squarely on the actress herself. Is the fact that when she's actually fighting, this does not look like the movements of a professional at all. At all. I actually teach this. This looks like when you see a bunch of boys out in the forest and they're just wailing sticks around playing sword fights. That's what this looks like when she was going around. She does not move like she should. So that's either bad training or she did not care enough to study on what she was doing, and she's just kind of going by the numbers, and all they're doing is moving things slow and then speeding up the film itself, which is a common practice for them. But holy crap, I saw that, I was just like, nope, I'm done. You killed off the best character you ever created outside of Luke Skywalker. So congratulations, you played yourself. And I can't watch any of those anymore. And I pity the fact they're actually continuing with this live action character. And they're doing injustice the way they're doing like this. Well, that's enough from me. This is your crazy uncle punching out.